Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today is a very special day for me. As you listen to this show, I have arrived in Edinburgh, Scotland, where I'll be spending the next month. During the show today, I'll be sharing with you why I felt called to come to Edinburgh and what I hope to find during the month that I'm here. During the month that I am in Edinburgh, I'll be blogging and video blogging daily, sharing my experiences with you. You can find the blog posts on my website, www.blueheronwisdom.com, and I hope you will come and follow my journey along with me. Today I'm going to share with you how I came to this place of the adventure of exploring life in a foreign country. So I want to start out by just giving you a little bit of history about me. I've been in a place my entire adult life of being really focused on my personal growth, on changing and evolving and becoming a better version of who I really am at the core. And for me, this really took off about 7 years ago when I had my wake-up call that I was in the wrong career. That led me to paying attention to my intuition, to what it's telling me about where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, because I had been ignoring it up until then. I had been getting lots and lots of messages from the universe, and unfortunately, I didn't pay attention to them. So what happened is that then I got hit over the head with it. Because over the course of about 5 years, I got lots and lots of messages about the career not being the right thing for me. And it took getting hit over the head with a 2x4 for me to wake up. And so once I did, I got a lot more in tune with my intuition, which has always been strong for me. But it wasn't that I wasn't paying attention. I didn't believe it. That was it. I didn't really believe it before. And now I do. And that's when that started for me. This past year has been a huge year for growth and change for me. And I'm going to share with you some of the highlights of what's gone on in this past year, but I want to tell you first about how it all started for me. In November of last year, so almost exactly a year ago, I went to New York City to take a five-day happiness coaching certification program with Robert Holden. Some of you might know who he is. He's a Hay House author. He's well known as the Happiness Project in the UK. It was a subject of a BBC documentary about 20 years ago now. It's been a while. But I was really excited about going to this certification program for happiness coaching, and it was one of those things that I had felt called to do. It was first announced in May last year, and I immediately signed up because I knew I was supposed to go to it. Well, during the 5 days, Robert would do exercises with participants. There were 100 participants in the program, and sometimes we do exercises just in small groups, but each day there were several times where he would draw a name out of a hat, and it was literally a hat. It was like a metal top hat. All of our names were in there, and he'd draw a name and do an exercise. Well, my name got drawn on the fourth day of the five, and it was one of those moments where I knew when he was pulling the name, I knew it was my name. And I knew it even more because he dropped the piece of paper on the floor, and one of his assistants picked it up, and she looked at my name, and she said, she has my daughter's name. And I knew it was me because she and I had talked about the fact that, that her daughter and I had the same name. I was terrified because standing up in front of 100 people doing God knows what felt pretty scary to me. And I just decided I was going to do whatever I felt guided to do and say whatever I felt guided to say. And what happened was it was an exercise on authenticity. And I won't take you through the entire thing because it's a very long involved story. I stood up there for close to half an hour. But the key part of it was that in the course of doing this exercise with Robert, I finally felt what it was to be in that place of authenticity of who I really am and know that I was okay, that I was already a whole person. I've struggled with perfectionism my entire life, and it's actually been really a good thing for me in my career because I'm really good at helping other people who have perfectionism issues because it so resonates for me. But you can't be a perfectionist and believe that you are already perfect as a soul, believe in your wholeness. And part of what came to me during this was during this exercise when I really got it in my heart what it was like. Each day at the training, we pulled a word that was like our word for the day, and my word for that day was wholeness. I mean, how more perfect could it be? That's exactly what I was supposed to get. Well, immediately things in my life started changing. That night, I went back to the hotel room, and I had this understanding that my counseling practice was going to have to change because counseling, and this was kind of my aha, counseling comes from a place of assuming we're broken and we need to be fixed. There's something wrong with us that needs to be fixed. And I didn't believe that anymore. I didn't believe it was true for me. I didn't believe it was true for anybody else. And so it became clear to me that coaching was where I needed to go. And I'd already been doing coaching primarily around career coaching. But I could see how I could use coaching to help people get unstuck without ever saying there was anything wrong with them. They are already perfect at their core, and they have some roadblocks, some things that block them from being who they're really meant to be, going where they're really meant to go. And I could help people with that without having to feel like they were broken and it was my job to fix them, or even that they needed to be fixed. That was huge, huge for me. The next thing that happened for me, well, this wasn't the next thing, but the next significant thing that I want to share that's related to this trip to Edinburgh was in January of this year. So this was like 2 months after I had been at New York and had this epiphany. I started seeing blue herons, and I had never seen them around my area before. I've lived in the house I live in now for almost 12 years, and one day in January, I was looking out my kitchen window into the backyard. It was late in the day, you know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So starting to get a little bit twilighty at that time of year in Seattle. And it was starting to snow. This was leading into a week where we had a lot of snow and ice. So it's kind of a novelty to us. So I was looking out the window and looking up in the sky at the snow coming down. And I saw something up in one of the trees in my backyard. And I'm like, what in the world is this? It was probably 30 or 40 feet up the tree. And it was gray. It was too big to be a squirrel. And I'm like, well, a raccoon wouldn't climb up that high. What in the world is that? And I went out on the back deck and I looked, and there was another one in a tree, a couple trees over. And I realized that they were blue herons. And I, as I said, I'd lived in this house at that time for over 11 years and had never ever had a blue heron in my backyard. And now all of a sudden I had two of them. And I went to look up online what blue herons mean as a totem because I really felt that this was a sign for me. And I'm going to read you what I found. According to North American Native tradition, the blue heron brings messages of self-determination and self-reliance. They represent an ability to progress and evolve. The long, thin legs of heron reflect that an individual doesn't need great massive pillars to remain stable, but must be able to stand on one's own. Blue herons have the innate wisdom of being able to maneuver through life and co-create their own circumstances. Blue herons reflect a need for those with this totem to follow their own unique wisdom and path of self-determination. These individuals know what is best for themselves and need to follow their hearts rather than the promptings of others. This spoke to me so much given what had just happened to me a couple of months earlier. And I want to share more with that, more about that when we come back. However, let's take a break first. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. After the break, when we come back, I'll say a little bit more about Blue Heron as my totem, and then I'll go on to share a little bit more about what's gone on for me in this past year leading to this trip to Edinburgh. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today I'm sharing with you why it is that I felt called to make this trip to Edinburgh for a month. Right before the break, I was sharing when I first saw blue herons in January of this year and what the meaning of the blue heron totem is. And just to state the part that was really impactive to me again, blue herons reflect a need for those with this totem to follow their own unique wisdom and path of self-determination. These individuals know what is best for themselves and need to follow their hearts rather than the promptings of others. And where this led me was, this is all about authenticity. This is about knowing who I really am. This is so connected with the experience in New York a few months earlier, because it's about knowing who I am and following the path that I know is my path, regardless of what other people might tell me I need to do. This led me to really knowing that it was so important for me to speak my truth, to say what was true for me, whether I thought it was going to be accepted, if I thought people would be upset with me, if I thought other people would agree with me or not. I needed to be who I was and say what was true for me. And that got reinforced for me. In February, I did an astrological reading with a man that I had worked with before. And the reason I did it at that time was the last time I had done a reading with him, he told me there was this big cycle coming to a close for me in March. And so February, I thought, would be a great time to check in and see where things were at. What he said to me, and without knowing that I'd had this thing with the blue herons, what he said to me was that I needed to be writing what my truth was, to be speaking my truth through writing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I was supposed to hear. This was maybe a month after I saw the blue herons the first time. And I'll tell you, I've seen the blue herons many times since then. It really is my totem. So I started writing a blog that was all about my process. It was what was happening for me today, what was I struggling with, how did I deal with it, maybe I didn't deal with it, maybe I was still struggling with it. And when I first wrote this blog, I was terrified because I was exposing myself. I was so vulnerable putting that out there. And when I first wrote it, I didn't tell anybody. I put it out there kind of anonymously. I started getting some people making some supportive comments. So then I felt braver. And I told a group of my friends on Facebook, the group that I had gone to the Robert Holden training in New York, I told, we have a special group, and I told them about my blog and let them start reading it. And after about a month, I was brave enough to put it out there to the general public and start posting it on Facebook. And I got such lovely, lovely reactions to it, in that people being supportive of me doing it and telling me how me sharing my story helped them. That they knew that they weren't the only one who struggled with it. They got maybe an idea of how they could deal with a similar issue. And it was so gratifying to me. I was so grateful that I could be who I was and be appreciated for who I was, and also that being who I was helped other people. It was an epiphany to me that by just showing up as me in every circumstance as much as possible, it's not always easy, so I don't always do it, but showing up as much as possible as myself, that I could be loved and accepted and help other people, it was amazing. This all led into having to make changes in my business. It was so clear to me that how I was working with clients was just not going to work for me anymore. And it was mainly about, part of it was about the perfectionism piece, and that, you know, people aren't broken. I don't need to help people fix themselves because they're not broken. Part of it was also about me needing to get honest and open about my own spirituality and the fact that this is part of all of our lives, and we all have this access to intuition. We all have access to a higher self that knows the answers. And I felt the need to really be able to speak openly about that with my clients, rather than kind of feeling them out and seeing, you know, is this something that's going to resonate for them by bringing it up. So the way that I was working with clients changed. I also started changing the way that I interacted with them from the perspective of I always, in the past, had always seen people in person in my office. And I decided that I was going to only start seeing people by Skype or by phone. And frankly, I can't tell you why I decided that. I know now why, but in that moment, I didn't know why. And in fact, 6 months earlier, I would have told you I would never ever do that, that I thought the meeting in person was so important. But at that time, it became clear to me that this was what I was supposed to do. Well, in retrospect, I know now why I was supposed to do that, because when I got this inspiration about moving away from Seattle, possibly moving to Edinburgh, and now taking this trip for a month to Edinburgh, I couldn't see clients in person in Edinburgh. And if I do decide to move somewhere else, I would have to rebuild my practice from the ground up. But since I had already shifted to telephone and Skype, I can still see all my clients that I normally would. We might have to shift our times a little bit because of the time difference. But here was the universe already putting in place exactly what I needed to be able to take this trip to Edinburgh, which I have come to see as a spiritual journey. Amazing. I just, even now talking about it, I find it so amazing. So part of what I'm trying to tell you is that I have really, really embraced trusting my intuition, asking for guidance from my higher self. I always get the right answers, and things show up for me to support me that I don't even know at the time that that's what's going on. A good example of this for me is the story of how I came to be doing this radio show. I've always felt called to do radio or TV in some way. And by always, I mean since I started my private practice, which was about 3.5 years ago, that is something that has always been of interest to me. And I was a guest on a couple of shows, but I never started my own show. Then in the summer of 2011, so about 1.5 years ago, I got a lot of input that this is what I should be doing. And it came from people who were professionals. I happened to be doing videos for two video directories for psychotherapists. And both of the people who were filming the videos were professionals in the industry. And they both talked about how articulate I was and how, you know, have you ever thought about doing a show? Doing a radio show of some sort. And yeah, I had thought about it. So I went through a couple of fits and starts with it. I did a blog talk radio show last fall, in the fall of 2011. And it was okay, but it didn't turn out to be what I wanted it to be. And in the midst of it is when I had my epiphany in New York, and I felt like it didn't fit for me anymore. The next thing that happened was that I felt like I got this idea, well, it's not idea, inspiration, I guess, that I was supposed to be doing TV, television show, not radio show. And so I found this Real Coaching Network that did internet TV as well as internet radio. And so I signed up with them at the end of May, and I ended up only doing two shows because it was a disaster. And it's one of those things where I look back on it and I knew before I signed up with the guy that it wasn't going to be okay. There were lots and lots of red flags, lots of things that were telling me this was not the right thing. But unfortunately, I wanted it so badly. It was really, really what I wanted to do, I thought, that I did it anyway, even though my higher self was telling me, no, this is not the right choice. Don't do this. So I ended up doing it. And in the end, I only did two shows because it just got so bad. The guy was very difficult to work with and I wasn't getting the services that I was paying for. So I stopped. And at that point, I said, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I still believe I'm called to do a show, but I don't know where it's going to be, what's going to happen with it. And what happened with it is this show, Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio Network. And the way it happened is I was meeting with a friend of mine for coffee, my acupuncturist, actually, and we were talking out about our businesses. We were talking about how the TV show had gone badly. And she says to me, why don't you do a show on KKNW? And that is a local station here in Seattle where Dr. Pat does her shows. Her shows are live over the air on KKNW. And I said, you know, I really want to be more broad than a local show, not knowing that there was also the internet piece of it. And it's expensive. And so we just kind of said, yeah, okay. Well, less than 3 hours later, I get an email from Michelle, who works with Dr. Pat, asking me if I'd be interested in hosting a radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. I could not believe it. I mean, I absolutely had to say yes, because this was the universe saying, yes, you are. This is what you are supposed to do. And my experience with Transformation Talk has been so opposite to the internet TV guy. It has been so wonderful. It is exactly what I was supposed to do. So that's how I ended up doing this radio show. And the reason I'm telling you that is because it's a story of trusting my intuition, of trusting that the universe will place in front of me what I'm supposed to receive. And I just have to pay attention. It's time for another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you now about why I'm going to Edinburgh, how that came about for me, and share with you what it is that I'm hoping, well, not even hoping, how I'm expecting that it's going to go for me. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today I'm sharing with you why it is that I felt called to make this journey to Edinburgh. And up until now, I've been kind of giving you a lot of history of the past year, but it's all relevant. Now I want to share with you how I came to know I was supposed to do this. Back in July, I was having coffee with my friend Melissa Peel, who you may have heard on the show. Melissa is a psychic, and she was getting ready to move from Seattle back to Raleigh, North Carolina, where she had lived prior to moving to Seattle a few years earlier. And she was going to be leaving in about a week and a half, and we just wanted to make sure that we got together and saw each other before she left. So we were having coffee and just chatting about her move and, you know, a variety of things. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm supposed to move. I'm supposed to leave Seattle and move somewhere else. This thought had really been in the back of my head for a while, and, you know, I can't really tell you how long, but, you know, I've been semi-aware of it for some time, I would say for several years probably. And my life had been such that it was not a realistic thing for me to do. I'm a single parent. My son is 16 years old, and a year ago, he went to live with his father. So up until a year ago, I had full custody of him, and I would never have moved somewhere that would take him away from his dad. And so that was why it just was not a realistic thing for me to even really contemplate at that time. So I'm sitting there having coffee with Melissa, and this thought is in my head about, oh, I'm supposed to move too, and it's not supposed to be like down the street. And so I said to her, I think I'm supposed to leave Seattle too. And it was huge for me to say it out loud because it made it real, acknowledging it not only to myself, but to somebody else. And in the moment, I also knew that Edinburgh was where I was supposed to go, but I was too afraid to say it right then. It was a big enough step, I guess, at that moment to say to her, you know that I'm supposed to move. I'm supposed to leave Seattle. And I couldn't even at that time admit yet to myself that it was Edinburgh. I mean, moving to a foreign country, it feels pretty big. It isn't like moving down the street or even moving to another state in the United States. It's different. And so she and I talked about it a little bit, and, you know, I felt a little more comfortable with the idea. So I go home. This was on a Tuesday. I go home. On Wednesday, I think by then I had already started to acknowledge to myself, I know I had already had started to accept that Edinburgh was the place that I was thinking of, that this was supposed to be my destination. And it just so happened that on that Wednesday, I had scheduled to have someone come and help me start cleaning out my basement. Now, I live in a house that has an unfinished half basement, and the basement really isn't good for anything but housing the furnace and the water heater and a bunch of junk. And believe me, there was a bunch of junk. I had stuff down there that had moved in with me almost 12 years earlier and never been seen again. And so it was just time to clean out the basement. Well, so we start this process of cleaning out the basement. We make trips to the dump, trips to Goodwill. And it's all great. I'm feeling good about that. I'm starting to get this cleaned out. I know I can only tolerate for a couple of hours. So we did it for a couple of hours and then stopped. Well, Thursday, the next day, I wake up and I am in full panic mode, full freak out mode. I know what happened is that I'm starting to contemplate moving. If I'm going to move, I'm going to sell my house. If I'm going to sell my house, I have to clean out my basement. It's starting to feel real, very real to me. And oh my gosh, I had a total meltdown. Well, over the course of the next couple of days, I got calmed down. And that Saturday, I had coffee with a couple of other friends of mine. And I was talking about this story. Well, it isn't a story about what had been happening for me. And one of my friends said, you don't need to know anything more than the next step. Because that's what was freaking me out was, well, you know, would I sell my house? Would I sell my car? What about my son? What about my cat? All these things. Could I work there? All these things that I didn't know the answer to. And he says, well, you just have to know the next step. Oh my gosh, that was light bulb moment. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, I just have to know the next step. And the next step was that I needed to go there and visit for a longer period of time. I'd been there for 2 days in the past. Go to Edinburgh to visit to see, really, is this where I'm supposed to go? How does it feel to me? Am I able to find a community? Are people friendly? Am I able to get connected during that month that I'm there? Because if it's going to be hard to make friends, if it's going to be hard to find a community of people like me, then it's not going to be the right place for me. So I made my reservations, and I tell you, I was pretty freaked out and anxious as I'm pushing the button to make those airline reservations, those non-refundable airline reservations. And once I did it, I felt such peace and calm and grounded. I knew this was what I was supposed to be doing. So this was back in July, and I made my reservations. I found a place to stay. I'm staying in a room in somebody's flat through Airbnb, and I highly recommend it. And this woman seems wonderful. I think it's going to be really great. So I made those reservations. That was really all I had to do. There was nothing now to do for 3 months until I got ready to go. I had decided to go at the end of October, which is coming up now in a few days. So there was nothing more to do. Kind of put it out of my mind. Didn't really think about it much. Well, over the past couple of weeks, people have started asking me, are you getting excited for your trip? And I was kind of going, no, not really. And I was thinking about, why am I not excited about this trip? Well, what came to me was that we think about being excited about going on vacation, because going on vacation is escaping from our real lives. It's being different than we would be at home, doing different things, being in a different environment. And this isn't vacation for me. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to be doing all the things I would do if I were at home. The only difference is I'll be doing it in Edinburgh instead of in Seattle. So there wasn't that same kind of excitement for me. Now, what happened next is that a series of things happened over the past few weeks that have led me to understand that this trip to Edinburgh is not just about deciding if this is where I'm supposed to move. It really is a spiritual journey for me, and I'll share with you what's gone on for me in the last few weeks that has made me come to this realization. Back at the beginning of September, I went to see a shaman to do a soul retrieval. And that's something I had never done before. And there were reasons why I felt like I was intended to do it. Part of my call to Edinburgh is it feels like home to me. It feels like that's where my tribe is. And so I started thinking, well, maybe there are pieces of me missing that I'm looking for. And so I decided to do this soul retrieval with Shauna Holm. She's a wonderful shaman. She's here in the Seattle area. So I went and did it with her. The things that came up, the pieces that came back for me were traumas that I already knew about from childhood years. And it all made perfect sense to me. But the thing that really happened that was so magnificent when I met with Shauna is she was telling me about owl being a power animal for me and wisdom. And I said, well, the name of my business is Blue Heron Wisdom. And she about came out of her seat and she's like, oh my gosh. She had a blue heron wing that she used, blue heron medicine. And in the meantime, recently she had gotten an owl tail, I think owl tail feathers. And she said, I've been feeling like this blue heron wing is meant to go to someone else. And she gifted me with that blue heron wing. Well, I'll tell you, I was so blown away by her generosity and her kindness. And at the same time, it didn't feel right to me. I did not feel right having this blue heron wing. But I took it home and I talked with my acupuncturist, who also is a friend of Shauna's, and she told me more about blue heron medicine. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll try using it during meditation and other things and see what happens. And it just never felt right to me. It did not feel good. So a couple weeks ago, I guess it's been 2 weeks ago now, I had an appointment with Alicia. Alicia Weinberg is my acupuncturist. She's fabulous as well. If you're in the Seattle area, I highly recommend her. So I had an appointment with Alicia. And Alicia does this thing where she kind of downloads from her spirit guides what the treatment is that she's supposed to be doing for that day. And I brought with me the blue heron wing because I was going to ask her to return it to Shauna because she and Shauna are friends. And I had written a little thank you note to Shauna, thanking her for her generosity and kindness, but explaining to her that it just didn't feel right to me. And so what happened was that the blue heron wings in a bag out in the waiting room. Alicia and I are in the treatment room, and she's trying to get from her guides what it is that the treatment is for that day. And she says, I'm getting all this interference from that blue heron wing in the other room. I'm going to go get it. And so she brought it into the treatment room, and she was guided to do some things with it, some, you know, swooshing things with it. And then she says to me, we need to open up your heart and your lungs, and the wing goes, you know, right on your chest, over your heart. That triggered for me something that had happened with my therapist just the day before. And I'll be telling the story about how multiple practitioners, I was called to go to these different practitioners because everything dovetailed. We do need to take another break. I'll finish the story of the acupuncture treatment with the blue heron wing and what happened next after the break. So this is Laura Longley with Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned to find out what happened next.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk. TalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwick.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.
Welcome back to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today I've been sharing with you why I was called to go to Edinburgh and what's happened in the past few weeks that's shifted my understanding of that calling. So when we left off before the last break, I was telling you about an acupuncture session I had 2 weeks ago where I brought this blue heron wing with me. And Alicia, my acupuncturist, was called to use the blue heron wing in the treatment. As soon as she said to me, we need to open up your lungs and your heart, I had another one of my light bulb moments. The day before, I had been with my therapist, and we were talking about this anxious feeling that I get inside, and it was really swirling. It feels very swirly to me. That day, it was really swirling for me, and that isn't the norm for me anymore. I've worked through much of that, and so that doesn't happen all that much for me. Danielle is my therapist. She was having me be more in my body and describe what it felt like, and what I came to see was in my heart, I had this little small pebble thing that I described as being like a calcification, like a kidney stone or something like that. And this is little hard rock. And my fear about it was that that was who I really was, that I was this hard little rock. She's so lovely. No, that's not who you are. That's your protection from how I had protected myself from a very young age, and that I need to love that little pebble in order to let it soften. Alicia said exactly the same thing. You need to love it. Danielle had said, coo at it like you would coo at a baby. So Alicia's telling me during the acupuncture treatment with the blue heron wing across my heart, during the treatment, send love so that will soften up. What happened for me immediately was as soon as I started sending love to that little hard thing, it blossomed into a flower. It wasn't a rock. It wasn't a pebble. It wasn't a calcification. It was a seed. It was a kernel. And my love made it blossom. So that was one thing that happened, and that was 2 weeks ago. After that, I started having some physical symptoms where my lungs were really, I was coughing a lot, and also I was having some stomach problems, some where my stomach was feeling upset and just really hurting. And I went back to see Alicia a little less than a week later. What she came to, and I'm going to tell the story quick because I know we're running out of time, but what she asked me, I've always had lung problems since I was young. I had bronchitis when I was a very young child and had my tonsils out before I was 4 years old. She asked me if I was colicky as a baby, which I was. The treatment that she did for me that day was treating my infant that had these issues, and they all have emotional basis. And what I visualized, or what came to me during the treatment, was standing on a doorstep with two women on either side of me, getting ready to enter a door. And when I told Alicia about it after the treatment, I realized what this was. These were spirit guides They were dressed in what I was going to call 1960s garb, but I was born in 1957. This was 1957 when I was getting ready to be born. So I knew that there was something about my infant that needed healing. So I went to Shauna again just this past Monday. You're listening to this on Tuesday. I'm pre-recording because I'm on my trip right now. I'm traveling. Anyway, a few days ago, I saw Shauna again to do another soul retrieval, and this time it was very focused on my infant. And what happened, what she told me was that a couple of things. What she found was not only my infant, she found a four-year-old holding the infant and holding a toddler by the hand. And when she asked the four-year-old, "What are you doing here?" she said, "I'm trying to be good. There are the roots of my perfectionism. I'm trying to be good." The infant, what happened was my mother had a very long labor. I've heard this story many, many times. And by the time that I was ready to be born, she had changed her mind. And she was like, "Let me out of this. I don't want to do this." And I had also changed my mind. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be born. And that part of me went away immediately. I mean, at birth. So having these pieces of me brought back are truly making me whole for this trip. And I said even before the soul retrieval that I felt like I was coming to the end of a cycle, of a growth cycle, this huge growth spurt that I've been in for the past year, I feel like is coming to an end. And the final pieces were getting back those pieces of my soul that were from very, very early childhood. When I was talking with Shauna after doing the soul retrieval, she was telling me that she had just been studying a shaman who is Scottish, and some things that she felt that I needed to do while I was there, that part of the reason for me being there were to find a yew tree. The yew trees, it's Y-E-W, are very sacred and very rare. They got used up a lot in the Middle Ages. They were making bows out of them. And so there aren't that many remaining, but they are very sacred trees in the British Isles. And they're ancient. Some of them are thousands of years old. So I'm to go and find a yew tree, give an offering to Gaia, who is the earth goddess, and give an offering to myself, my whole self, all my pieces of my soul return to me to be wholeness. The other thing that she suggested to me was to go and find a fairy glen. There are lots of fairy glens in Scotland. It's a very mystical place. So that is on my list of things to do too. So you can see how perhaps for me this has shifted. This trip has shifted from, am I supposed to move to Edinburgh, to this is a spiritual journey. And maybe it'll turn out I am supposed to move there, but maybe I was called in that way only so I would take the spiritual journey, and I'm open to whatever happens in that regard. And yes, now I'm excited. Now that I know my purpose for going, I'm excited, and I'm really looking forward to it. I want to remind you that I will be blogging every day or video blogging every day about the trip, because I want to be sharing my experiences with you. I know from my Blue Heron Wisdom blog that it is helpful for people to learn about other people's experiences. I know it's helpful for me too to hear of other people's experiences and journeys. And so I want to share that with you. You can come and find those postings on www.blueheronwisdom.com. I want to give you one little piece of advice or suggestion. This is the light bulb moment for this week, and that's to trust your intuition. That is what I have learned and really embraced over the past year. And as I shared at the beginning of the show, it's been coming on for me for quite a while, but this past year it's been like supercharged power of paying attention to my intuition. Your higher self always knows the right answer. It always knows what to do, how to focus. And then when you ask for guidance, you will receive it. You just have to pay attention and be open to it. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight, both your change and my own. I have so enjoyed sharing with you today this story and journey of how I have come to go to Edinburgh, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with you what happens for me while I'm there. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with Janine Broderick of the Happiness First Institute, and we'll be talking about how happier employees are better employees. And I'll continue to share with you my adventure in Scotland. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.